Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. It is the two Iron Horses, or the Iron Men. What are we called? We're always
we're
here, old. Wally.
We're old.
We're old, and we don't have rodeos to go to. We don't have softball games to play. That's where the other two are. But Wally, how's it going today, pal?
It's good. It's good. You know, the Astros came out on the short end tonight, but you know, you had guys that you hope to be key players in the team had good nights.
All right. So I feel a lot better, but I still have this nagging. It's not really a cough. It's like something stuck in there and I just keep trying to cough when it itches. So I will definitely be on the pause button today, buddy.
Do what you need to do.
All right. So for you on the video side, welcome to another edition of the Astros Baseball Podcast. We appreciate you guys tuning in. I think the last time we did the live stream, we popped up all the way to 28. So let's see if we can reach that. We got 6. So thanks for tuning in. You guys got comments, just click on the video and you will be able to comment and we'll see it and we will put it on the show. So we do appreciate you joining us tonight, as always. Our first topic, whenever they first said Jake Meyers is going to be the center fielder, most Astro fans, including myself, except for Ryan, was like, what? Chaz McCormick is our center fielder. And Jake is raking, Wally.
Yeah, he really is. He's sitting 348. He's hitting 348. He's got an OPS of over 1,200. You know, isn't it cool when you see a guy like Jake, who the coach, the manager, comes up to him at the first part of the season and says, you're my man. And he's done nothing but impress.
Yeah.
I think we all thought in this last year that, you know, we might have seen the end of him. Everybody liked him. He was a fun guy to have. He could certainly go get it in the outfield. His shoulder had not really been the same since he got it hurt against Chicago. Never really hit all that much, but he's done just the opposite. We haven't really seen him have to throw yet, but he is still, you know, he's just hitting like crazy, and he's at that number 9 spot. Sure is going to be nice if he can keep this up to have guys on base when Altuve and Yordan come up around the top.
Yeah, what an amazing 9 spot. If he continues playing like this, it's going to be awesome. So he has 23 at-bats, 5 walks. So I guess he has 28 at-bats, and he walked 5 times. That's really good. Get on base for the Altuve and Yordan Alvarez. He's tied for 2nd in scoring in spring training with the Astros. He has 4 RBIs and a stolen base, 8 hits. Another bright spot for the Astros outfield. Chaz McCormick leads the team with 12 hits. Is he getting more playing time? I don't know. But
yeah, if you've got McCormick hitting 429 and Meyers hitting 348 in the spring, you know, certainly they're not going to carry that over into the end of the season, but they're both set. I think Meyers also is tied for the team lead in spring home runs.
He is.
Of course, spring stats and a buck will get you riding a bus, right?
That's it. Spring training stats and a buck will give you a buck. So did you, when I looked at his stats, I saw his real name. Did you see that? I seen it before, but I guess I keep forgetting. Jacob Berkshire Meyers. What a home
sounds
run.
Sounds like you ought to be on Wall Street.
Yeah, he needs a tie.
Sounds like you ought to be on Wall Street instead of in a baseball uniform.
Yeah. Could you imagine that or a home run? He hits a long home run, and they're like, Jacob Berkshire Myers. It's a great name.
He sounds like a Trading Places extra.
It's for hitting home runs and doing your taxes. Just call Jacob Berkshire Myers. It sounds like a law firm.
It is it's a great story. Let's just hope it keeps up and it carries into the season. It'd be a story we'd love to keep just for him being such a good guy.
Yeah. All right. So Brian McTaggart predicted the Astros roster again yesterday. And fellas, I'm going to show you later, but even the professionals that follow the team and write about them every day get things wrong. Because I know I'm going to get a lot of things wrong, and I'm okay with that. But the normal team is Yiner and Victor Caratini, who I'm so impressed with.
Mm-hmm.
When Yiner DHs and he's catching, I'm totally fine with that. Abreu, Altuve, of course, and Pena, Alex Bregman. And we already know the outfielders, Chaz, Kyle Tucker, Jake Myers, and Yordan. So we're pretty set on that. The only question is Mauricio Dubon, Gray Kessinger, John Singleton. That's who he has picked. And I don't know if it's John Singleton or Corey Jolks. That's tough because they got Kessinger and they got Singleton. I didn't pick those two predicting the roster because they're both pretty much infielders. I know we got a lot of outfielders, but I don't know. What do you think?
You know, the only reason I can think that they're keeping Singleton, or one reason they're going to keep Singleton, is he's out of options. You know, they like the left-handed bat. He can run into him. He's a pretty darn good first baseman. And if you put him on waivers, he's lost. Somebody's going to pick him up. Jolks is on a second option. He got another option next year. I think they'll give Singleton some run. If he's hitting .140 in the end of May, that'll probably be it. But he's got that big power. He's left-handed. Right now, Abreu, they say Abreu's knee is fine, but he hadn't gotten back on the field yet either. So, you know, it makes sense to a degree. I think it's more of a roster management or a 40-man roster management decision as much as anything else. What about you?
Yeah, he also goes on to say Joey Loperfido has had some inside the organization pushing him to make the club. Corey Jolks has swung the bat well. He says they're likely to start in Sugarland along with Trey Cabbage, who hasn't swung the bat very well at all. I don't know. I think, like you said, John Singleton, no more options. So go ahead and start him up in the big leagues. When you give him his chances and he does nothing, then let him go. Yeah, it's fine, right? Like, see what you got in the guy and let him go instead of letting him go. Because he's just a bench player. It's not like it's going to make a huge difference. If he doesn't do anything, let him go. Bring back Jolks. But I really do think, I don't even think Loperfido's on the 40-man roster.
No, he's not on the 40-man.
We both agree on this. We're going to see him this year. But I said the same thing about Dearden.
Yeah, they've said as much. They said as much with Loperfido. When Dearden was sent down last year, it was send him back down. And, you know, it's spring is such a funny game. Before we get to that, Kessinger being on the roster, I'll bet you Kessinger being a shortstop, if they put an outfielder's glove on Kessinger, he'd do just fine. You know, in spring, but back to what we're saying in spring, spring training is such a funny game in that I tend to look at the game within the game. When I look at a game like today, if some guy who's just trying to make the team goes 2-for-4, he went 0-for-2 against their top pitchers and goes, you know, goes 2-for-2 against a double-A pitcher or a class A pitcher, that says a lot. Usually in these games, I tend to look at the scores, you know, call them the first 3, 4, 5 innings, see how our ones did against their ones. And coming back to how we've done in the spring, what's been really, really impressive is our ones against other teams' ones have just come out and raked. The pitchers have done well.
That's what you call our A team, Wally.
Yeah.
So last year at this time, is what I was saying is, like, Justin Dearden came into the spring and he played lights out. And everybody's like, this dude is going to make the team out of spring training. He's that good. He doesn't make it, goes to AAA, and I think he struggled.
He's okay. He was okay.
Yeah.
You know, he was okay. You know, his 250 type hitter at AAA, it was, you know, this spring, what's been really interesting as far as Dearden goes, you hadn't seen him. I mean, he's been almost in the witness protection program.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He disappeared. So, like, whatever they say about Lo Profeta, is it going to happen? Who knows?
But yeah, the difference, though, between Lo Profeta and Dearden is Dearden was already a 26-year-old.
Okay.
Lo Profeta's a 23, 24-year-old. And so he's still got some rope. Yeah.
He'll be better off getting more playing time than sitting on the bench and playing once a week.
Well, don't ask his wallet that, but you know, yeah, as far
That's
as
true.
Development,
probably, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they would all rather go back, go to the big leagues and sit on the bench.
Food's so better. The transportation's better. The money's better.
they make a lot more money. Okay, so the starting pitchers is without JV, Framber, Javier, Hosier, Katie, Hunter Brown, and France. So like I said before, if JP France or Hunter Brown, one of them could stay in the rotation. I know the Astros are super high on Hunter Brown, so it could be JP France. But here's what I was talking about earlier, folks. The relief pitchers, he has Josh Hader, Ryan Pressly, Rafael Montero, who I heard somebody yesterday complaining about him, or maybe it was this morning, I don't remember. Dylan Coleman. He has Dylan Coleman, who got sent down the day after this story. So nobody's perfect. Nobody can predict exactly what the Astros are going to do. Ronel Blanco, Bennett Sosa, Brandon Belak, and the Magic Man, Seth Martinez. That's who he picks. So who's going to be in there now that Coleman's out?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we were talking about Belak as being the guy who's definitely on the team. He's done nothing. And, you know, today he comes in and goes three innings. And, you know, he does three innings. He gets hit for three runs. I just wonder if they, unlike Singleton, if they just say, you know, or try to trade him for something. Because if you trade him to Oakland, he becomes their, you know, fourth or fifth starter. And maybe they can get something out of a system. But I'm real surprised that he hasn't done any better this spring. I didn't catch it, but did you say Mashinsky was in your group? You're on mute, Mike. You're on mute.
All right. How much did you miss? All right.
The whole thing.
You should have started talking.
I didn't want to talk. I didn't know what you were saying. You know, did they say Mashinsky was in it? I didn't catch if you said if he was in there or not.
He doesn't have him anywhere on here. But he says Coleman could grab one of the spots, but he got sent down. So does that mean he can't?
You know, Mashinsky could stay in there, but it's from your left side. You know, it's either Mashinsky or Sousa. You don't have the need for a left-handed. You don't have the need for a left-handed specialist like you used to, because you've got to face three guys for the most part. You know, and Oliver Ortega is a guy that was talked about earlier, but. You know, he hasn't really been on the mound much. You know, Blanco's in there, but Blanco's is one I think they want to send him to AAA and stretch him out because he's been really good. But he hadn't pitched much lately. I'm surprised they hadn't pitched much lately.
Well, Ortega is on the 40 man.
Yeah.
And that's all I see. Forrest Whitley's on the 40 man. He got sent down. Parker Meschinski's on the 40 man. So if Dylan Coleman doesn't make it, maybe it's one of these other guys.
Yeah.
But it's just a couple of days, and they may not even play at all either way.
You know, something else is there was that cryptic article about Brown looking for more middle relief help. You know, that's the kind of headline that's not going to gain a whole lot of, you know, headline guys that you're going to find. It's going to be the Astros going out and finding somebody else's Brandon Belak who they think they can develop. You know, the you just don't know. Here's something for you. You could, if there's somebody who's out of options someplace else and Belak's out of options, maybe we trade those two pieces and see what happens. I mean, who that person would be, I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. So if you don't have anything else to add on the roster, which there's only a couple of spots left, and then, you know, you have a little bit of moving around to do because of JV and because Brian Abreu, but and then a little bit in the offense, but it'll start working itself out. I think Dana Brown was being interviewed, and he said, you'll get the roster very soon. So maybe it'll be this week.
Could be.
Or Monday. Who knows? I don't know. Very soon.
I would expect that they play all the regulars, in most games.
Yeah.
Especially if we don't have to travel or don't have to travel far. I would expect through, say, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they break camp and they'll start winding it down, and you know they'll do more work on the backfields to get, you know, to start making sure their legs are good for the season.
Yeah.
But boy, they've had a good spring.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, I just want to remind everybody. God, my voice really got bad there. Okay, so I did it earlier, folks. You heard it. I forgot to take myself off mute. But spring breakout, we've talked about it a couple times on here. It is Sunday, and it's going to be amazing, so do not miss the spring breakout on Sunday. I know Wally's going to watch it. I'll be fishing in Corpus. What are you going to be doing?
I'll probably be watching it. I mean, if not, I've got a good friend coming at it in town, and so we might be watching it while we're having dinner. We're supposed to play golf, but it doesn't look like Mother Nature is going to cooperate with us. So we'll figure something out. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing Arrighetti. You know, it was fun seeing the Pirates and the Orioles a little bit tonight. It's probably the best thing that Manfred's done as far as the game goes. And I am no Manfred fan, but this is a really cool idea.
All right. So, folks, once in a while, we're going to try to take a look at the people inside our division, maybe in the American League. But today we want to take a little look at someone I don't think any of us likes, and that's the Texas Rangers. We're going to take a look at them. Over under wins and losses predicted for them. I guess this may be betting in Vegas or whatever. 88.5. What do you have?
I'm not too far off of that. I'd say anywhere between 80 and 88 and 90. You know, I've got them at, my guess is at 90. They seem to be two pitchers short. They're going to miss DeGrom. They're going to miss Scherzer. They've got a starting staff of Eovaldi, Gray, Heaney, probably Dane Dunning and Cody Bradford, who's a converted reliever. They're really searching for pieces. And I was super surprised that they didn't land Dylan Cease. I would have thought they had enough in their system. My guess is that Chicago looked at him and said, okay, you want Cease, we want Wyatt Langford. And they said, thank you very much. We'll take our chances. The Rangers lineup is still just as good as anybody else around. They're going to Josh Young is out for a little bit from his calf. It's not determined when he's going to come back, but he's going to miss a couple of weeks anyway of the season. Nathaniel Lowe is out, and so that's going to hurt him. And they really don't have that deep of a bench. But they still come off with Simeon and Seager, which is more or less what the Astros are trying to do with Altuve and Alvarez. They hit you hard coming right out of the box. Adolis Garcia, you think Adolis is juicing?
It looks like it.
Have you seen pictures of him with from St. Louis in here?
Yeah, he's a lot bigger.
I mean, I used to work for a guy early on in my career, and he was a bodybuilder. And you remember Ben Johnson, the sprinter, the one that got busted for?
Oh yeah.
And they said that, and he said they were watching him at the 100 meter dash when he beat Lewis, and they said right away he's juicing. I asked him how he knew that. He said the guy's got muscles where you shouldn't have muscles, and that's how I feel about Garcia. Yeah. We'll see. Evan Carter's a stud. Jonah Heim is a stud. Langford's going to be going to rake, and Taveras does what he needs to do in center field. The issue with the Rangers is they don't have a lot of depth. They have shored up their bullpen some, bringing in David Roberts, and then Kirby Yates will help them. They really caught a break last year that the Astros or anybody couldn't get through their starting rotation, and Montgomery pitched better than he's ever pitched in his life.
Yeah.
Montgomery sounds like he thinks he's still pitching in the World Series because all reports is he's asking for 7 years and no one's going to give it to him.
No.
I'm going to say 90 wins.
Wow.
That may be a touch high, but I think their lineup is good enough that they'll be able to overcome some of the pitching issues they have. But I like most people. I've got them in third.
Yeah. Don't they have the Astros predicted to win 91?
I've seen the Astros around 93. My guess on the Astros is 94. But again,
it's going to be a tight race.
It is going to be a tight race.
I say it's under, based on my research today, and you said a lot of it. Seager has a sports hernia recovering from that. Jung has injured calf in spring training. So they're going to be a little nicked up. Jordan Montgomery isn't there anymore. He's a huge reason that they won the World Series besides their amazing offense. Dylan Cease didn't happen. And I don't think that the Rangers will go pick up anybody. I don't think they're going to add any pieces. People have been waiting on it. Are they going to get this guy? Are they going to get that guy? Because their payroll is higher than it was last year, and it's already over the threshold.
Well, and here's another part is their RSN money's down.
They
don't have them. Yeah, they don't. The regional sports money's going to be down $20, $30 million.
So they have Jacob DeGrom, money. Tommy John. They have, I can't say this guy's name. Tyler Molly.
Molly, yeah.
It is Molly. He has Tommy John surgery. And Max Scherzer has back injury. They're all predicted to be back in the second half. Mm-hmm. And so you can't go out and spend all this money on these pitchers because you have a lot of pitchers that you're paying money to not play. And they've already won the World Series. That's the difference in this year and last year. They don't need to do that because they've already won.
They've also got a staff with Heaney and Eovaldi who have been injury prone throughout their career.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you say they really put it together with Mears last year on that staff, it is very, very true.
So last year they had the 24th ranked bullpen. And if you watch the playoff games, it was the starter, throw another guy in there and hope he doesn't give up a bunch of runs, and then Leclerc. Let's get Leclerc to get a six outs. And they did add a couple of pieces, but I think it's still going to be their weakness. They got a lot of injuries. And the thing about the Rangers, if they have any hopes of getting that 88.5 wins or the 91 that you're saying, they have to do good without all this firepower at the beginning.
Oh, I agree.
if they do really, really poor, it's going to be too much for them to catch up, I believe.
Yeah, you could very well be right. You know, Vegas wins because they come so close to these lines, don't they?
Yeah.
They're very, you know, a lot of people, everybody talks about their winners, don't they?
Yeah.
I think their bullpen's probably going to be a little better than it was last year, but really the playoffs fit in perfectly, just like it did for the Nats a few years ago. For a team that has a few good starters, they get extra days off. Those starters get rest. That middle relief, unless you just really light those starters up early on, don't get the exposure that they would normally during the season. And that's what happened last year. You look at who they had, the relievers they had. It was basically Sabores. It was Sabores and Leclerc. That was it.
Yeah. So they need a lot of help. They're going to struggle. If they can play well without those guys, they're going to be tough to beat when everybody's back together. So let's.
Well, Astros the same way. You look, you're picking up McCullers and Garcia in July. Yeah.
You're starting and without JV.
Starting without JV. You know, so, but compared to the rest of baseball, the Astros injuries, Astros injury has been pretty light. We'll take where we are as compared to most people.
Because if you look at having McCullers and Garcia back, we're still good without them. These guys are going to be struggling without these dudes.
Yeah. I was really surprised the Rangers didn't do something to get Cease. I was really, really surprised about that. I mean, it's like we talk about prospects are cool, parades are cooler.
Yeah. The guy you talked about, the young kid that you said that they would, what is his name?
Wyatt Langford.
And the story that I was reading in my research on the Texas Rangers, it said that they think this kid's going to be called up. I think he got drafted and made his way all the way up to AAA. It seemed like in 1 year.
Yeah. I think he makes this. I think he comes out and makes the starting, the 26 man coming out of spring as their DH.
Wow.
I mean, he can play. I think they're going to move people around. They've got Garcia, they've got Carter, and they've got Taveras. You know, the only constant of those three is probably going to be Garcia. But I think the other ones, they'll rotate around.
In this, the lineup, they have Esquivel Duran as the DH. Duran, like Roberto Duran. No Mas on the Rangers, folks. It is Fangraph odds time. So the Astros have a 63. That's pretty high for a team supposed to be fighting out with two other teams. 63% chance to win the AL West. Seattle, a 23.2% chance, and the Rangers, a 10.1% chance. So you still feeling pretty good about that 91?
I got them at 90. I think we're going to talk about the Mariners later on. And this number was before Lowe got hurt. Mm. But, I've got the Astros, say, 94, Mariners 92, 93. Rangers somewhere around 90, maybe 88, 90. If these injuries, you know, injuries tend to build on themselves, especially if you get some guys that are young and are not used to having to carry all that load.
The thing about the Rangers last year, what was that other thing we do? The Pecota rankings, the Pecota projections.
I thought you were talking about restaurants closest to the stadium.
No, they did the Pecota. They outdid the Pecota projection by 15 games.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
That's why they were successful last year. I think the Astros did what was expected, but Texas put together a team. Their guys got hurt, and they reloaded in the at the trade deadline because, you know, they want to win. And now this year they spent a ton of money. They owe more money this year than last year. And like I said earlier, they I don't think they're going to spend any more money. They give the LA Angels a 3.4% chance of winning the AL West. And what is that movie? The Dumb and Dumber? So you're saying there's a chance? The A's, a 0.3 chance. 0.3% chance of winning the AL West.
I can say, so you say there's a chance.
So you're there is
something was interesting. Something I heard interesting talking about the Angels is like no one doubts the talent that Ohtani had, but you kind of hear kind of some fringe things. They don't miss the circus.
That's true. He was he might have been a distraction,
but they still stink.
Yeah, they're gonna stink. What do you think if they do eventually move to Las Vegas? Because look what the at their hockey team, they're one of the best teams in hockey. They're not gonna move to Vegas and just suck forever.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that hockey team was an expansion team, so they had a chance to build the management. And then, you know, it sounds like they've got real ownership issues. No one likes the owner. And, we know what we hear out here. We don't get to see it up front like we see Crane, and we know enough people who at least have some insight into what goes on in the Astros to know that's a pretty well-run outfit.
They also have the Astros an 11.6% chance to win the World Series, which is number one in the American League and number three overall, which I'm assuming is the Dodgers and the Braves.
Must be. Braves just got to get past Philadelphia.
All right. Do I have anything else? I don't think I do. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Look at that, Wally. 49. We need one more. We broke the record by far, but 49 is awesome. Yeah,
we really appreciate everybody calling, you know, watching us. I had somebody hit me on X asking how he could get the calls in, how you get the questions in. If you can't get them in on during the show, just send them to us, any one of us on X, and we'll be sure to answer them the next show around.
Yeah, you just got to click on the video, and the comment section will be down at the bottom. It'll turn like a black, I think. It'll be the video, the screen will turn black, and just ask Steve. He knows how to do it. But anyway, I got through the episode with my cough. We had a little, I don't know, hopefully it wasn't very long where there was no sound. But it was fun, Wally.
It was fun. Appreciate you putting this together.
Yep. All right, guys, for Wally, we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.